and to make sure that there's been, what, substantial compliance? What would be the buzzword, Lori, that, you know, we've...
I would just say compliance, without substantial compliance.
Yeah,
but
you know, it needs to be met, and, you know, the board's certainly willing to work with the city. You know, I don't think anything more needs to be done right now with what I've seen, but at the end of 5 years, I hope the city's in compliance with the permit, period.
We agree.
You know, so, and I know that some of these milestones, they build on one another. Mm-hmm. So if you let year one slip, well, year two is slipping, year three is slipping, and all of a sudden, when you get to the end of year five, you may not be able to complete a year. And, you know, I'd be concerned about that.
Right, and I think we're concerned, and I think we would like an opportunity to look at the permit and perhaps give you a report back on how we think we can meet the requirements so that we are in compliance at the end of 5 years. Yeah. And if there are items in there that are unrealistic, perhaps we can bring those to your attention. We can.
And it might be easier, you know, in dealing with the board, instead of having, you know, staff, preempt you with something like the notice of violation or something escalated, you know, that either approach staff or the board and say, you know, we see difficulties. We're 3.5-4 years now, and there's going to be some problems. We just want to open this up for discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we'd be amenable to talking about it then at the end of 5 years, and then the permit is supposed to be completed. It's just a heads up from
absolutely.
My perspective.
Absolutely.
That's all.
And I think that's a very wise recommendation. I think
to
it's
stay
one
ahead
that the
of that
staff
curve a little
we,
bit,
and we
us.
Have. I think that the dialogue between city staff and board staff has been increased certainly in the last quarter or half year. You know, more regular meetings and discussions. But that is something that the city has attempted to do and will continue to do, is to bring this to the staff's attention so that we can address it.
Okay. One thing I wanted to address from your letter, which I've read, was the request to waive the NOVs or rescind them. Mm-hmm. Those are actions that staff has taken. I mean, the board hasn't issued those. And so...
Yeah, I can address that. Generally, we don't rescind NOVs because it's staff's opinion of what the status is of permit compliance at the time the NOV is issued. I think maybe very rarely, if the facts in the NOV were wrong, they might be modified. But the reason we use an NOV is to tell a discharger, look, these dates are slipping. We have concerns about compliance. This could lead to enforcement, to try to get the discharger back into compliance, because that's what we really want. We don't want to take enforcement. We want the permit to be complied with. So it's a staff level. It's more of almost an informational directive from staff. It's not a board action. It's not an order. It's not something that's subject to review by the state board. So it's not something that we would rescind, but it may help to clarify the status. If the board wants, staff could write a letter about what the status is of compliance now. Obviously, you've heard from the board that they're pleased with the way things are moving forward now, and we could certainly put that in a letter. That wouldn't waive any accrued violations if we ever were to get to the point of doing enforcement, but as you've heard, that's not where we are today.
I think that would be very, very helpful to us. Lori, thank you.
And Mr. Chair, yeah, I would just like to echo that you know, when I said enforcement light versus what I wasn't saying that I thought we should meddle or mess with the NOV. I also understood the NOV as being a kind of a well, shot across the bow is a little, maybe even too strong a term, but the NOV plus maybe a clarifying letter, I think, is a formal way of saying this is what we need to see, this is when we need to see it. So you asked for action by the board on the NOV, and I'm suggesting that the action, if anything, is to direct staff to give some more clarification about what the what staff needs to see to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I think we should do at this point.
You mean so staff should just review what has been submitted,
right,
and then respond in writing,
right,
let the city know,
right,
where it stands with everything,
right?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that would be helpful, and I would kind of to follow up on a comment that the chair made earlier. I'd request that before the city issues its letter, that we have kind of a meet and confer, city staff, to so that we can. Because sometimes some assumptions are made, and they may or may not be correct. And I think we can perhaps head some things off at the pass if we have a conversation prior to the finalization of any further formal communications.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's fine. We do have Mr. Shemek wants to speak, and certainly before the board, you know, maybe deliberates or gives any staff direction. Does anyone have any? Dr. Hunter, did you want to ask anything more right now at the city?
I'm not sure who I want to ask this question of, but there was, we were talking about progress and attempting to work with meeting deadlines in various components of this permit. One issue that was raised, and I'm not sure where it fits in, so I was hoping to get a little more information, raised in the letter from Mr. Mora, October 20th, regarding coordination with the Ag Waiver Program and the monitoring component of your permit. And it was raised as an issue in terms of the time frame that was allowed and in terms of, you know, not having control over that element and how that was developing. Maybe we can hear a little bit more about that. And if things have improved since the October letter, it would be interesting to hear more about that.
You're referring to a letter from the board to the city dated October 20th? I'm just trying to make sure that we have...
From Mr. Moore to Roger Briggs.
Okay.
It was your attachment number 2 in the binder that
in
we
binder?
Received?
Okay. I think we're going to have Denise Estrada. She addressed this question. She's the most knowledgeable about
Thank
that
you.
Program.
Thank you, Denise.
I don't have the document in front of me. One of our concerns at that point in time was finalizing our monitoring program. We have a lot of problems trying to coordinate that with ag waiver programs on the site. And having that component, trying to not have overlap and establish effective sites where we had access, was causing us to take a lot more time trying to finalize that. And the ag waiver program people, although we are required to collaborate with them, are not necessarily required to collaborate with us. So there was some little bit of disconnect there. I think since that point in time, Danette and my staff and a representative from the Ag Waiver Program have met. We have kind of talked more regionally about some of the challenges that we've had. Again, that was one of the areas that we were kind of optimistic, oh, all the players will come to the table. And I think we made some improvements on that. We finalized our monitoring program. I think we have a lot more that we need to develop that wasn't really looked at the beginning of that program. So that collaboration is more effective now. It's not affecting our time frames right now. One of our ongoing challenges is that some of the partners that we have to work with, they are a little more willing to be players than others. The ag waiver program is brand new. There's some issues of concern about access to ag properties to do stormwater monitoring on. It's private property. And sometimes, especially in light of the E. coli issues, there's a resistance to people to allow us to do that. All of these things are probably more detailed than you need. It just made this a little more complicated. I am encouraged that the players now in the monitoring efforts regionally are really spending more time talking to each other about how we can effectively use our resources. So I think we're much better. There's more collaboration going on. I think the Ag Weaver program, you know, it's brand new, and to try to get a model where people aren't feeling sort of like if they give us their information, there's not some potential risk for them to do that is still kind of an issue out there right now. People are very concerned about water quality coming off ag properties and the E. coli. So I guess, in general, we're much farther ahead than we were. We have work to do on that, so I think we're moving ahead. And as a matter of fact, Bridget Hoover with the monitoring program came to our council on Tuesday, talked about their results. So we've got this collaboration moving forward a little more effectively than we did at the time that letter came out.
Thank you for that. And I'm hoping, I see Bridget Hoover was here earlier. I don't know if she's going to comment on these issues, but that would be helpful to hear more about that. I'm very interested because I think we have high hopes for the Ag Water Quality Program. We have these other mandated programs, and I think it's really essential to understand how they're working together and where gaps might be occurring, and we want to support our staff in making sure they have the resources and kind of a good picture of, you know, the best way to move forward and keep progress going forward. These are different communities with different concerns, different priorities and responsibilities, and yet we see the nexus, you know, sitting up here. And so I'm glad to have that input. Thank you.
Any other board comments or questions right now? Okay, Mr. Shimmick.
Hello. My name is Steve Shimmick. I'm executive director of the Otter Project. I think the last time I was before you guys was when this issue was up before the board. So I'm here again. Nice to see you, Chair Young and board members. We've had very little opportunity to review the SWIMP. You guys got it January 31st. It was you may have noticed that there was no date when they said that they posted it on the website. It was posted on the city's website 3 days ago. So that's when it went up. And there was this comment that we get into all these revolving cycles. I'm not sure what those revolving cycles were. We commented to the city council with our comments about the swamp. I think it was in November. We received their reply to those comments this morning. Now, with all fairness, they said that they tried to fax them to me yesterday. From what we've seen, movement is backwards. Now, I have not had the opportunity to review the document in detail, but I'd specifically like to point to the LIDs. And I'd also like to specifically point out the fact that maybe you're no longer working with the LIDs. The terminology has slipped. Let me read something. This comes from page 4-5 of the new document. Point 2, work with the development community to maximize to the extent practicable the development's percentage of pervious surfaces to allow percolation of stormwater and runoff into the ground. City staff will accomplish this by ensuring site plans for development projects incorporate LID strategies as appropriate at the minimum amount of impervious surfaces possible to retain the viability of the development project. The standard has moved to make sure that the project's viable. I'd also like to, another point that was made of where are the teeth and when are they going to happen? There's a disconnect between what has been said here today and the good words and what's in the document. I'm reading from page 4-11. Kennedy Jenks has provided recommendations regarding suggested modifications to the zoning code to strengthen LID concepts within it. It is planned that these changes will be considered in the fourth year of the permit, with other needed modifications revealed with the implementation of the new zoning code. Now, I admit, we're almost to the fourth year. I mean, this is getting kind of ridiculous. So what do I feel specifically should happen? One, we ask that the board see and approve the development standards before they are finalized. In other words, it's not just good enough to have staff review them and give the rubber stamp. We ask that these comments come back to you guys. Two, we ask that you send a letter to LAFCO communicating your expectation that the LIDs are going to apply to the future growth areas. I think that this would really be good for LAFCO to understand that you have this expectation. Finally, we ask you to go to formal enforcement. I know that there's been progress, but there's been progress after you've sent another letter. We've lost our patience. Thank you.
A couple of questions for you,
sure.
Mr. Simic. What was the second point? Oh, the LAFCO. Sam, you know, Mr. Russell is telling us that all the developers are getting the EO, our EO's letter, and that they're essentially forcing LID to be incorporated into their development.
I guess what I heard was something different. I heard him use the specific word they are using strategies. So it's easy to say, yeah, I used a couple of them. I really want to know what the goal and objective is. And the first part of what I read was from their goals and objectives. It's easy to use strategies.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to meet a standard. And that's why I think the slippage in vocabulary is significant.
Well, you know, we haven't had a chance, and staff hasn't had a chance to review the swamp.
Right.
And so the board members actually got their own copies, but about a week ago, I was only able just to thumb through it. This is really something that staff is going to have to, you know, follow up on, and you should send staff a letter, you know, with your critique as well as the city, and we'll see how staff, you know, feels that maybe there are changes that are warranted.
Yeah. And you've had the document longer than we have. So
I understand.
Yeah.
You know, which is not sufficient for anybody to review it. I know that.
Yeah.
But I think that the city appears to be moving forward with at least some of these big ticket items, which is the swamp itself and the quality control plan. It's not moving as fast as we would like, but, you know, we're not going to be dealing in a perfect world where we get, you know, complete compliance based on our timeline.
And you know what? I mean, I kind of understand that there's movement. I guess what I'm saying is I feel that Salinas is saying, gosh, we want you to, you know, rescind the letter. I want you to know that there's some people that are, and you've answered that. But I want you to know that there's some people on the other side that are growing increasingly impatient. And so that's what I'm trying to communicate.
Right.
And I also want to point out that those of us on the other side, we have not, you know, we're hearing all this great stuff that's going to be in the LIDS. We haven't seen it at all. The LIDS are not public yet. It's been this, so I don't have confidence that they're as great as everyone is saying, especially when I see things like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Okay.
I actually have two comments for you, actually. We are going to do a 30-day comment period on the swamp, but as you're reviewing it, if you want to provide earlier comments, I would encourage you to do that, and you're not limited to one comment letter. So if you want to provide early comments, that's fine. Also, in terms of the LIDS and what's public and what's not public, anything that's been submitted to our board is public. We don't receive drafts in confidence from anyone, basically, from dischargers. So
great.
If there are documents that we've already received that you're interested in reviewing, just contact staff.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. I would take it that then the next item for us to decide on would be, when do we want this to come back? After what next has been completed, should we kind of have a status report? Maybe Donette, could you help us with that? What do you, and the city too? I'd like to hear from the city.
The Chris Adair and I were speaking about this.
Right.
What we'll hope to have is the development standards plans that regional board staff and city of staff have looked at and approved of at a staff level, and be able to bring that to you at the next Northern Board meeting, which right now is scheduled for July.
Right, in Watsonville.
In Watsonville, which may change, I understand. But that would be a good time, I think, for another status
update. And does the city have to vote to approve those design standards?
They do want to bring it to this.
So it would be probably helpful if the board had a chance to review what staff and city staff have worked out.
Absolutely.
Before it goes to the city council.
This is the timeline which I was trying to present to you, and kind of our thought process on how we're going to present this. The main question being, does the regional board staff and regional board approve the document and then the city takes it to their city council, or the reverse? And I see Lori Oaken shaking her head, but that's the question that's been floating around.
I think it is very important that staff work with city staff in developing whatever is presented to the city council before it goes to the city council, and they've been doing that and working quite extensively with city staff. But because we have a much more limited meeting schedule, particularly northern meetings, I don't really think it's appropriate for the city council to wait to take action until after this board's looked at it. And I don't know that this board wants to be reviewing a document that's not final anyway. So I would suggest that it go to the city council first.
Okay.
I mean, if for some reason, because of timing, it means that we look at it in July and the city council looks at it in August, as opposed to us waiting till the following February, that might change things. But I would hope that the city council would have seen this by July.
Okay. All right. The other, if I could, just to address this last comment, that it seems to lump in with the whole lesson that we've been learning about stormwater management plans, which is people want to see something that's specific. And as I was perusing the stormwater management plan, these same comments jumped out at me, that the verbs that are being used are a little soft. But I also understand that the specifics, I understand this because of what the city has told me, not because I've read it, that the specifics are in the tables. And so that's where I'll be looking for in the document specifics of what will be done, by when, by whom, and get into the looking for the specifics, which is the lesson that I think we've all come back with from other swamps that we've seen. So we'll look at that. We'll make sure that the development standards plans are referenced in the swamp so that it is incorporated by reference in the swamp. Therefore, it'll have teeth.
Okay. You know, I wouldn't mind having a status report in July anyway at our next northern meeting, regardless of where this is at. So, you know, I'd like to know if city staff and water board staff have essentially clicked on all gears with everything, or if there are a few issues that are kind of unresolved and city staff wants to move forward anyway. You know, maybe the board could weigh in and just give the city staff its thoughts on what it would prefer to see, and maybe validate water board staff on that, or maybe weigh in and say, you know what, it's okay. You know, we'll kind of overlook that. So, you know, if it's July in Watsonville, that's great. Okay.
July works for us, certainly good. For an update.
Good.
I'm not certain we'll have all of this completely finalized,
right.
But it's certainly consistent with what we envision.
Good.
Mr. Chair, that would also give us time to read these documents and also the public to comment on these documents, and also for the staff to review the documents since they were given to us at a short notice. But I think what July meeting would it be appropriate. And also we could look at their timetable and to see how much they've slipped already. And if that timetable needs to be revised or if we need a bigger stick to enforce the timetable. Because I'd like to see this continue on. As I mentioned, I think it's extremely important. But I do realize that the city, there's a process that they have to do, governmental regulations. And I would not like to have vague words that are can be interpreted one way or the other. I think it has to be consistent. If, as Assistant City Manager has said, well, you know, what it says and maybe in the preamble, but it strengthened itself in the tables. I'd rather see it right up front, the wording be very strong that there is no doubt, even when you get to the tables, then that reasserts the importance of whatever document it has to be, whether it happens to be an ordinance or a requirement in development. So I don't think there would be any question for anybody that reads the document exactly what it's going to mean, that you have to search through a table to find out the end results.
Where have we received their second annual report yet?
Yes.
We have. Okay, and you're reviewing that?
Yes, I did look at that. And that, what I tried to mention is that I think it has greatly improved over the last annual reports we've
and
had.
Would we, because we would normally get that review from you, that's kind of what would happen with the way the board is operating, that we revisit these issues.
Okay. Yes.
With any permit, once an annual report has been submitted and you've had a chance to review it. So July sounds like plenty of time.
Sure. Now, that annual report is functioning off of an old swamp.
Right.
So I guess I could, I'm just trying to think this through. It'll be reporting on what the city has done and if that meshes with their old swamp.
Well, I think it would still be useful, though, as part of the July status report, if there are issues with the annual report. You know, there's ongoing programs that don't necessarily change from one swamp to the other, like number of inspections and that sort of thing. Staff can report on whether there are any problems there or if all those aspects are going forward as expected.
Yes.
So, I mean, the city is looking for a letter from you, you know, to let them know what their current status is with everything. And it could be a letter that incorporates this also, a review of their annual report.
But, sure.
You know, we'll leave that up to you to worry about. But in July, we'd like to see then what staff thinks about their second annual report.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
And Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I also think I was interested when you commented that the annual report 2005-2006 have been received, and you characterized it as being greatly improved, more detail, and that it was very responsive to some of the criticisms of the first report or the previous report. And I think that may also help provide the kind of information that we're looking for and where we're kind of wondering how these language changes reflect on the actual BMPs and the actual specifics. So that may be something you can emphasize for us in your report.
Okay. And once again, the language changes are for the swamp that we have, draft that we have now. The annual report is working off of an old swamp. So
I understand that, but I think the intent of being more specific, the intent of better describing and being more detailed so that we can really see where the measurements are, where the metrics are, where the BMPs, what the steps are, et cetera.
Right, right.
That, I think, could be helpful to show us the direction that they're moving in.
Right.
Okay, so if we're questioning whether or not they're intending to really be more specific and lay out more carefully what the milestones and measurements and BMPs are going to be, we should see that. So it should carry over to this report and reflect the new changes.
Right.
Right.
And I think you also will see that in the work plan, which Vanessa Vallarta characterized as being the BMP tables. Correct?
I think that's the current work plan, yes. Absolutely.
So the BMP tables that are in this document,
yes,
you consider to be the work plan, the current work plan.
It's just much more specific than what's in the annual report work plan.
Got it. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Just my last thought, and it has to do with what Mr. Shimmick said, and that is, you know, with respect to, you know, the language in there, the vagueness of the language in their swamp, you know, I would love to see language that, you know, incorporates a much higher bar, that with a project, the maximum amount of LID, you know, shall be installed, you know, while keeping the project economically viable. And I would love for, you know, this region to be able to maybe set some criteria that would go into the basin plan for LID that might look at requiring a certain amount of water retention on site and treatment so that we have some numbers that way. So we want to get to there, and so we're kind of just going through these initial phases to get our dischargers on board with this and to get, you know, LID incorporated in concept and implemented, you know, kind of in a basic way. And, you know, the board may consider later to do something with the basin plan. So that's where I'd like to see it go, and I appreciate your comment about having a low bar, not a high bar. Okay, we're done with this agenda item, and why don't we take